Blog Talk Radio.
This your boy E-Max the Image Man, and I want to welcome you all to another episode of Hood Talk Radio. I ain't trying to talk too loud. I hope not. But as it stands, this your boy E-Max the Image, and it is 9 o'clock after a couple minutes, you know what I'm saying. But the topic for tonight is whatever is on your mind. Of course, we got the title, Just Say You Don't Know. Now, wouldn't that be better than just, you know what I'm saying, fucking with people? I swear it is. But on everything I love, man, we got to be serious about some things. We got to make sure some shit go down like it's supposed to go down. Because if it don't, we in a world of trouble. You know what I mean? 646-4780-944. That's the number to call in. And join us for the conversation tonight if you feel. You can also log on to blogtalkradio.com/hoodtalkradio/live. Now, if you go to blogtalkradio.com, you know that all you got to do is just go to Blog Talk Radio, click live music, and you'll see the talk radio. It's your boy, Max the Image Man, and we started that off with my version of What Do You Want to Be? Do for Love, that's right. But on everything, man, we are here to basically, man, talk to y'all. You know what I mean? When we get into shit that we don't understand, sometimes it causes a little bit of anxiety, little humor, you know, shit like that. Sometimes we jump into conversations and really don't know what the fuck the motherfuckers is talking about. I mean, we do that. You know what I'm saying? We all guilty of it. Well, damn. I mean, you gotta, you know, give yourself a break sometimes. You know what I mean? If you don't know something, just say, hey, man, I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about, but tell me. Oh, that was my phone. You know what I'm saying? Little Caesar sending me a message talking about some new recipes and shit, but we ain't really trying to fuck the Little Caesars like that. Oh, my God. You know, some of these Obama phones is off the chain, man. You know what I mean? It won't let you, you know, plug in and shit and talk otherwise. So that's a no-no. But 646-478-0944. I'm sitting here and I'm watching some, you know, Illuminati videos, and I know that a lot of people watch it too. And pretty much we're going to try and discuss some of those videos tonight. Now, there's a ton of videos there, and I know y'all have seen them. Come on out, let's keep one with some spirits. LOL. In shots. Oh, man, some people that's in Texas throwing a big old gigantic party. And I swear, if we could all go, we'd have some fun. You know what I'm saying? So join us on the conversation tonight. We're going to play some music. It's your boy, E-Max the Image. 646-478-0944. Man, we're going to have a little fun tonight. Be right back.
Point blank, full intention.
36 bars of power. Shy Kisses, man. Cleveland's own. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Max Image, man. Hood Talk Radio. And I want to tell y'all some shit. Today I was listening to Mike Trivisano's show. And a little bit of the Rush Limbaugh show. Now, I don't know which one of these shows the black dude is. I know y'all know the big black dude with the goatee. And, you know, he hang out with the white boys and shit, period. But, you know, he's very whitish. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers be on their show talking shit about black people. And he laughs. He even adds to the jokes. You know, like they was talking about some shit about a bad area. You know, and one white dude said, man, why don't you just keep it real, man? Say the black area. You know. He started laughing. You know what I'm saying? And it pissed me off. It does. I used to have respect for, you know, when you see black people get into positions and shit, and, you know, and they like to stay there and they be there. That's cool. You know what I mean? They make their little money and all this shit. And some of them even out there in the public eye. You know what I'm saying? But, when these motherfuckers start, you know, okay, master, you know, you lose it. It's a lot of shit going on around this country, man. And I've recently found out that a lot of the shit that's going on in this country has kicked off some domino effect, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? In other motherfucking places, man. And we don't really know what the fuck we getting ourselves into. You know what I'm saying? They always talking about United States economy when in fact we living in a global region. You know what I mean? Y'all motherfuckers better get hip to the fact that nothing is national anymore except the word. You know what I'm saying? When you want to talk about some national shit, then you want to talk about the world. It's the whole thing, man. And believe it or not, it's a lot of countries that don't even want to be bothered with the United States and our policies and all of this and all that shit. How do I know? Because I watch this shit. You know what I mean? We all get caught up in our YouTube fascinations, our Facebook and IG, you know, but, man, sometimes you gotta watch those programs that they don't want you to watch. You know what I mean? Listen to those videos and those audio books that they don't want you to listen to. Because they'll say it's propaganda, when in fact it's the motherfuckers who are trying to stop you from doing that shit. It's the ones that lead you, sheeple. You know what I'm saying? Let's stop all that. It's your boy Max, man. I'm trying to encourage you to be better than what you are. Keep that shit up. I'm sitting here right now, I'm trying to make a video just to see what I look like, you know, when I'm doing the thing. So, you know, check it out right quick. I notice it's a lot of, when I wear my glasses and I'm doing videos and shit, you know what I mean? It's a nice glare there. So I gotta work on that shit too. You know, it's cold as fuck out here in Cleveland, Ohio, man. And I mean, really, really cold. Ain't nobody want to come outside. Motherfucker don't want to go nowhere. Dude, it's cold. I was copying some music that I got from a gentleman from work. And this dude got a lot of motherfucking music. I mean, damn. I got over 3,000 songs. Jazz, classic rock, some other music and shit. Tupac, all that shit. I said, goodness. Boy, I got some shit for me. And he gave it to me. Now, what I got to do is find some shit so I can go ahead and put it on his flash drive. That way, you know what I'm saying, I can share some music with him too. Man, we love sharing. That's what we do. We the technology age. We the information age. You know what I'm saying? I mean, personally, I don't like to say shit like, man, I don't know. Never heard of that. I try to keep my ear to the street. You know what I'm saying? My nose clean and my head is something that in one way or another indoctrinates me. Because, hell, we don't have money to create the shit. Who goes to Egypt right now? Who goes to Africa right now except the people that can afford it? Okay, and the people that can afford more only tell you what they want you to know. So the information you think you're gathering and bringing back to your people is still just another straight copy of some bullshit to edutain you, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Because everything is about a dollar now. And the more that we can, you know, entertain you, the more you'll spend. So, you know, if you think of, I mean, look at the education thing. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of the teachers out here, and they just there for their paycheck. You know, they go to college, and, you know, for something else. It might even be, you know, they want to get into mathematical science or this and that and the other. They couldn't find a job in that area, but a nice paying math teacher job came up in the local school district, so you took it. It's not that you like kids. It's not that you wanted to be a teacher, but you got a piece of paper that you got to pay for, and hey, you got to do something about that. It's wild. It's also wild that we live in this damn country where they won't tell you that you are an SLAVE. All of us. We all got social security numbers. We all got birth certificates and everything. But, you know, we don't know why. They told us that, oh, just so you can register your live birth and all this. Back in the day, they used to just write it in the Bibles. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's so many Bibles and so many books. I'm trying to figure this thing out. I know I'm just all over the place right now. Sooner or later, we're going to get to the point where you can understand where I'm coming from, okay? But out of all of the shit they're closing down, schools and all of this and all that shit, why the fuck ain't they doing nothing to the libraries? The libraries and institutions, they ain't going nowhere. Okay? It's been there and it's going to stay there. Getting better, bigger. Even with all the technology out here, the library got it too. So, you know what I'm saying? Ask yourself that question. Why ain't you doing nothing to the libraries? Fucking all the schools up. But keep the library. I don't know. But 646-478-0944. It's your boy Emax, man, and I'm just chatting. Got some shit coming up this weekend. Maya's having a birthday party over at the OPN Community Center, January 9th, and y'all know that my birthday is Saturday, man, and no, I haven't planned a party. It's cold as fuck outside if y'all ain't noticed. But I know, and people got to get out, they want to get out. Even a friend of mine said she was like, she'd bake a cake or bake, cook a little bit or whatever, gather up a couple of cronies, you know what I'm saying? We come on out and kick it. I don't know. It's cold. But I'm going to be over there, though. I'm going to be over there if y'all want to join me. It's at 15453 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Try to avoid that little red light camera that just flashed for no reason, you know, right down the corner. So y'all watch that shit. Try to, you know, turn before or something like that. I try to avoid all that Euclid shit up there just by going up Terrace and then coming down Taylor and busting that left on Euclid. That would just eliminate all them cameras. Might be a little bumpy, but I ain't fucking with no cameras. You know what I'm saying? Sick of these bad guys. We got some shit going on in our political spectrum in this country, man. There's a lot of surprising things going on, but then to those that don't pay attention to the details, it's really like you bullshitting. Man, nobody want to hear that shit. But in all actuality, you need to. Because, you know, I put it to you like this. I was driving a red Ranger. The white boys start fucking up. They hired a Puerto Rican. They made me get off the red Ranger and take the white boy's yellow shit so that he can feel punished. You know what I mean? I guess it was like a warning. So they're using me, okay, to make the white boy feel like, oh man, the nigga gonna get your spot, you know? But all at the same time, they got the motherfucking Mexican feeling like, you know, this is my shit now. I'm like, okay. But it's all over the place, man. You ain't gonna be able to get around it. I don't give a fuck where you work, man. You know what I'm saying? You could be in a company where it's 90% black people, man, and them white folks still gonna put somebody white over your head. So don't get too carried away with that shit. Get your motherfucking money. Save as much as you can. You know what I'm saying? If you can, buy you a piece of gold or something, but I doubt it, because the Anunnaki company. And they want their motherfucking gold. See, the thing is, that's what they made us for, but we didn't know that no didn't want us, you know, didn't want to tell us. So they came up with all these rules and regulations to keep that shit hidden from us. And a few that know and a few that talk about the shit that can prove the shit, they kill them. So y'all be careful. But you got to do a little bit of studying, you got to do a little bit of research, you ain't going to never know nothing. You know what I'm saying? Even if you feel like it's speculative, you still should be able to talk about shit. It's fucked up to say, I don't know. What's 1 + 1? I don't know. What's that word right there? I don't know. Let's look it up and find it out together. All right, let's go. We're going to get back to the music for a minute. And we're going to have... Oh, all right. I see we got... another phone call. We'll talk radio jump tonight. That's cool. We gonna let APJ jump in on the scene. What's good, Al?
Man, I got out of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting tonight, and I just wanted to call in and let people know that, you know, shameless plug, but we want to keep things going the way it's supposed to, so I'll let people know on Hood Talk that if it's 646-478-0944 phone number. You can use it also on a Monday evening for Al Porter Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News. And that's 646-478-0944 phone number. And that's 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And I want to let you know, Brother E, that next Monday's subject, man, I think you'll enjoy it pretty much. I know a lot of peers will be a little bit upset, but it's one of those things where we'll be talking about briefly about conscious rappers. Everybody talk about, you know, gangster rappers messing
right
up the neighborhood and the community and everything. We're going to talk about how the conscious rappers, how some of the spiritual rappers are no different from the pastor in the pulpit who ain't doing
right
a so-and-so thing. Oh, let's be honest, they ain't doing a damn thing for the community. We're going to talk about that, tick some folks off, tell the truth like we always should do it. And that's what's coming up on Monday evening, Create a Willing, and I just wanted to call, give my support to the Hood Tunes Talk family, and just say it's always an honor to listen to what you are bringing up, because it's real stuff, it's real talk, it's necessary talk.
Oh yeah, it's necessary. You gotta have it, man. You know, I think that a lot of people, and it surprises me that a lot of people, you know, listen online, but then they'll call me on the phone or I get a post, you know, a night show or something like that. But, you know, it's fine. And I want to reach out and say thank you. And if I could shake all of y'all hands out there that listen online, that download the shows, and
right.
We get a lot of downloads, a lot of them.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that love, man. And I just encourage everybody, you know, continue to log on to blogtalkradio.com. You can get that for Al Porter, Man in the Streets. You can get that for Hood Talk Radio and Hood Tunes Radio. Now, for all y'all out there, y'all know I got a new Gmail account specifically for this show. All right? So if it's something that if you are a singer, a gospel,
right.
R&B, jazz, whatever, if you're a bass player and you recorded some songs, whatever, send them to emaxradio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And we'll listen to your music and you know, the round table to check them out, and we will play your music. It's free for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything but send that music on to us and listen to one of the three shows that we got available for you right here. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm going to mark this on my calendar for money, because when I come down the stairs, that's the first thing I see is that calendar. So, of course, I'm going to be right there to see what you're talking about, because I got a lot of people that don't like what I'm saying. No, what I said.
Wow.
So tell everybody what you do, Al, man. Let them know where you at.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to let people know that I'm very thankful to be Black on Black Crime Incorporated Vice President. That's right, the Vice President of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. You know, we meet on Wednesdays, every Wednesday, 7:15, that's Cleveland Standard Time. That's 14715 Euclid Avenue, our storefront right across from the old Shrimp Boat. And when I say old Shrimp Boat, the closed down Shrimp Boat. So we're right on the intersection of Euclid and Lee right there. You can't miss us. 44112 area code. And don't get it twisted, because we happen to have some Russian, Ukrainian, as well as other members in the community who are members of our organization, because it takes everybody to defeat a monster and a beast that we're dealing with. And I happen to be thankful to be the chairperson. That's right, the chairperson of the Hip Hop Workshop, which has been in existence, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, which has been in existence since January of 2004. Now, January of 2004, we've been in existence. Ohio Hip Hop Award, Humanitarian Award, and Lifetime Achievement Award. And people don't realize, like I tell people all the time, you can see some of the things I've said on the Facebook page of Alfred Porter, Jr. Period, with the profile picture of a sheriff's hat. But I tell people, it's not about the awards you win. It's what you do after you win an award. Because
you
know it too, Brother E.
Exactly.
Look at all these people, clowns, they've won awards, right? Fought hard to win an award, man. They lobbied 8 to 9 months. Please vote for me, vote for me, vote for me. Get an award. You never hear from them anymore. So
go.
It's not about winning
go
that on, award. It's
where
about,
are the people? Go ahead, go ahead.
You. Yeah, so I'm like, you look at all these folks who won one, and then you ask them what happened to them. So if you're not doing something with what it is you're supposed to be doing, then what's next?
Right.
You know, so that's a little bit of what I do. Just a little bit, and I'm thankful, man. So being out here, activist, everything from dealing with police brutality to other things on the front lines, that's what we do.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. We appreciate that, man, for real, y'all. So y'all know how to get down. Catch up with Al Porter Jr., man. He got videos everywhere, YouTube, IG, Facebook. The man is corralling them. That's why they're
right.
Share. You know what I'm saying? Get on with Al Porter Jr. Y'all know what's up. So what we're getting ready to do, man, is just, as a matter of fact, play one of my favorite songs. You know, everybody like this song, but I love this song. You know what I'm saying? Because it just says so much. And, man, let's just let Al Porter Jr. tell you about
Boom, it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The Redneck. The Redneck. The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
Make way for the Redneck Cowboy. No bling, no ice, not a rhinestone cowboy. Not a feminist, no grinning or pouting. You wouldn't catch me dead on Brokeback Mountain. My first CD, it came from out of nowhere. I was tired of hearing tumbleweeds on the air. They dumb hip-hop down, it doesn't matter why. I brought me a noose just to hang them high. String them up, strung them up, their breath is long gone. White supremacist groups call my razor phone. The KKK named me official Grand Dragon. Cause I hang Negroes with they pants sagging. R.I.P. Eazy-E, here's the facts, listen. Sagging pants, that style started out in prison. Belly of the beast, if your pants would hang low. It meant you willingly would give up your butthole. Ask the OG who served a real hard time. And to validate the redneck's rhyme. I'm the sheriff and I came back for more. Some said I should make music for the club floors. If you can't move to this, it means you can't dance. You used to jumping up and down with a dumb chant. So you, at the stage right. If you got stanky legs, take a bath tonight, huh? The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
Racism. To dictate and control a mass of people. Blacks can't be racist. We don't have the power. But we can be bigots. And I'm a bigot. Cause I hate idiots. HJS, still rolling.
Alrighty. Sorry about that little bit of a pause right there, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Not knobbing buttons and shit. And pushing and doing, you know, everything. Of course, Al knows.
Yes, indeed.
He's sitting there, got to turn pages and flip the damn screen and open up another page and answer the phone, and play the music. But we ain't complaining now. I love my motherfucking job. Just, you know, sometimes you got more than one thing to do at one time. 646-478-0944. This your boy, Imagine Man, and we back. Watched the video last night about another motherfucking Bush trying to get elected for the presidency in 2016. You know who it is, right?
Oh,
that fat ass Jeb Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He running.
Yes, sir, indeed.
I don't know if a lot of people didn't know about this. I didn't know about it. You know what I'm saying? Hence the description of the show. You know what I'm saying? Just say you don't know. And if you don't know, at least try to find out. That's the best way to find out somebody lying to you or not. Check that shit out. You know, I heard about the global economic collapse because of what's going on here in the United States of America, it kind of fucked me up that all over the world, everybody is blaming us, the Americans. They didn't say the American politician. They saying the Americans. The Americans are greedy. They're lazy. Uh-huh. They're spoiled, you know. But in all actuality, we are, man, because you can't have 4 flat screen TVs on one house in certain places overseas. And if you think you're going to get on the motherfucking internet without nobody knowing about it overseas.
Right.
Just as well as over here. But them motherfuckers be knocking on your door asking you how the fuck you get past the internet security. We did not approve you to be online right now. In China, they got motherfuckers jumping out of windows. A lot of people don't know that North and South Korea, China,
right,
and small places in Japan and in the Philippines are at what we call dissension. They in upheavals, man, because they really don't. The government is, they trying to put this global shit everywhere. But do you hear about the shit over here in the United States? No. Because they don't want us to know that this motherfucker's protesting all over this country for shit that they doing. The difference in this country, the shit overseas, is the people are fighting back. You know what I'm saying? In Iceland, Iceland banks and shit went just like ours did. When our real estate bubble busted, they bailed out the banks. And then they bailed out the auto industry, who proceeded to foreclose and repossess people's cars and houses. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers overseas tried that shit, man. Them people went and towed them banks up, kidnapped the motherfucking union bosses when they started laying off people, and put them in rooms, locked them in rooms, and told them they couldn't come out. So they came up with a satisfactory deal for the people. Shit is everywhere except in the United States. You know, them motherfuckers had the police backed up in the hallway, and they was throwing tear gas, and them motherfuckers was like, keep on throwing them. You motherfuckers in the Ukraine. Damn thing. They tearing that fucking country up. They got this singer. He's leading their little push for their coalition or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And he telling the people not to be violent, which is good. You know how we should never use violence, you know what I'm saying, in our protesting and boo, 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 boo. But the police out there in riot gear and shit, right? So police want to beat up on people, hit them, and this and that and the other. So the man said, don't be violent. Don't fight them back. This is what we do. We all go home, get the biggest pots and pans and spoons and shit we can find. It's just they don't want us to open our mouth. Them motherfuckers start banging. Pots and pans all around the parliamentary buildings, the police stations, the news stations, everywhere they got anything to do with government, man. Imagine at least 20 to 30,000 people surrounding the motherfuckers beating on pots and pans. What the hell is wrong with America? We're supposed to be the superpower, okay? We ain't doing no shit like that. The police is shooting us. Ain't nobody walking around making no noise. They want us to make some noise. They saying our voices noise. If we all walked up and down the street with pots and pans, what do you think they going to call that?
Right.
How would they charge us with doing something? They couldn't say we was tearing up nothing. They couldn't say we was looting. We ain't robbing shit.
Right.
You ain't got to honk your horn if you don't support it. We can't hear your shit anyway. Bang, 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 bang. Speaking of let it bang, a motherfucking lady mattress. How many weeks is it now, Ed?
I mean, man, it was like 7 straight weeks, or did it become 8 yet?
Oh, it's 8.
Yeah. I'm like, man.
Yeah. Because lady, what's the other girl, Promise? She was like, she got it. She got it. And she kept messing up. But that was the last thing I know. I don't know if they did anything while we was out for the holidays.
They
they said he was going to do some acapella, but I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think what they did on like most of Saturday and maybe part of Friday, they painted the place up.
Oh, okay.
Mm,
you know
took,
my birthday,
you know, advice from you.
I might just be over there just to be over there playing music. I don't know.
I got you.
I ain't talked to Ernest and them nothing. I ain't really trying to have no party. But if motherfuckers want to come out, you know, y'all are welcome. I mean, I ain't tripping. It's cold. And it's always cold on my birthday.
You don't. Yeah, because I know I got to come through maybe to talk to you anyway. Because, man, we got some powerful things coming up.
Hell yeah. Got a tour with you?
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. That's January the 29th. I know that and where it will be, which is I'm very thankful of, is that it will be, quote-unquote, west side of Cleveland. And for people who don't know, that's a way I can put it all into context and let folks know that should they choose, they'll be able to join, meet up with Man in the Streets, Hood Tunes Radio, Hood Talk Radio, my man Emax the Image, and that's like January the 29th of this year, obviously, and that's at 13334. So that's like 13334, Lorain, Ohio, or for those who are coming straight through, they'd just be coming straight down Lorain Ave. My man DJ J Fresh, formerly of 107 Swine, I mean 107.9, he'll be down there doing the DJ work as it's a listening tour for the upcoming CD called None Other Than Features, which has everybody on there from my man Emax the Image to Black House Sounds, people that you've heard of. And that's the 44111 area code, 9 p.m. until people are here and see my man B-Swish, a few others. So you can feel free to come through, be a part of that. And that's on January the 29th, the only West Side listening tour, unless somebody asked for it. And I was glad Jay Fresh asked about it. And then on January the 24th, OPN was like, look here. We got all this stuff going on at Cyphermania. Emax coming in and all of that. So at 6 p.m., we'll start the listening tour. The only one in East Cleveland at 15453, the People's Community Center. And you'll have the listening tour there. So I just feel glad because, like, songs like the Redneck Cowboy and a few other songs, they'll be on the upcoming CD within a few months after that. But this feature CD will have some things that people don't expect, but I had to go on and get, you know, that 137 Swish Fam, which was based off of the single that we did. It's been in heavy rotation in over a year, which is a good thing, but it's sad because it's bad that nothing really changed. And that's a bad thing on that one. But the song Conquered, that has lasted over a year, and people are like, wanting to wring my neck because they don't know where they can get that single. So it's like, wait a minute. The video is out there for Conquered. There's a video on the other. But I'm glad the music business got slapped in their face. You know, everybody hollered, CDs will be played out of business, this, that, and other. But in the urban areas, the hoods, the suburbs, and other spots like that, and even some DJs are like, you got a CD? Now, when you have DJs who even use MP3s, but they still say, I want a CD with a cover, you got to put out a CD with a cover. So I'm not going to argue. They can go online and get certain songs if they want them, which they have, but there's some reason that they're asking. And I'm just thankful that the industry got slapped down from telling folks, you know, you got to do this. They got away with it from wax to CD, from cassette to CD, but right now it kind of slowed them down a little bit. So it's good to be able to do that, man. And you and I have a couple other joints that will surprise some people in 2015, man.
So, oh, hell yeah.
I'm thankful. I'm really thankful.
Some brand new.
Brand new.
Brand new. So, y'all know we got a busy year coming up, man. And so, y'all just, you know, y'all going to have to be patient.
Yes.
I think we put it all out there right away. But we're going to do the best we can do to keep everything fresh and keep y'all alive and well. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like I say, I'm very happy for what's going on. And I mean, man, I would be on chapter 4, verse 1. These years have gone by on Man in the Streets, but it's real good because look at all the artists, man, that we really put out there that nobody had ever been played on the radio. You got dozens your way hitting over 100, and then I'm looking like in my way, nobody would have ever heard of an Eastside.
Right.
No Lady Hood Stars.
Right. You know it. But you know what's, you know something, man, that I don't get, Al?
Mm-hmm.
People don't really appreciate what we do. And when I say they don't appreciate it, they really don't understand what it takes. And basically how long we've been grinding and been purposing ourselves to be in the light and not running from it. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people do. You know what I'm saying? So I want to send, you know what I'm saying, a thanks and a shout out to you too, man, because shit, you super busy. I thought I was busy. You busy.
Man, we killing it, man.
Man, you know, I'm shocked right now. I talked to Joe Legacy till my phone died 2 days ago. The monologue of the show was just like the title, just say you don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Sometimes we shame ourselves by getting into things we have no clue of, like deep conversations with people already talking.
Yeah.
Hidden secrets and things hidden in plain sight. History, prophecy, fact, fiction. What is it? You know what I'm saying? If you don't know,
just say,
I don't know. But before you finish saying, I don't know, the important thing to add to that statement is, 1 3-letter word.
Okay.
Yet.
Oh, I like that.
I love that fucking word, man. Yet. I don't know yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That right there, if that don't get your mind moving to how you can know what you don't know yet, I don't know what will. Maybe if they start making some jeans for these girls to wear on their booties.
Right.
And it's called Yet Jeans. I mean, you ain't get it yet. So you getting ready to do what you need to do to get that. They'd be like, man, you got that? Nah, I ain't got it yet. I mean, you know. You don't get that.
Right.
You just ain't got it yet. Well, the same thing applies to your brain, excuse me, your pockets, your consciousness, your music, your drive, your ambition. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with your ambition? I haven't started yet. What are you doing with your music? Nothing yet. See, yet gives you, you know, that I'm not done.
Yeah, you're right.
You know? A lot of years, I never knew what the whip was, especially in politics, the majority whip.
Got you.
You know, it's just considered work in process. Or progress, however you want to look at it. I say process because for them to come up with some shit like that,
you didn't lie, bro.
They had to have a process. But on everything, man, you can't shut your brain down. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, just say you don't know. And for those who really want to know, just say, I don't know yet. That'll squash all that extra shit. Because the person you talk to might know something that you don't know yet, and they might put you on with it. And then you go do some research based on your own lie that you just spit out your mouth. See, people are lie and have to go and research something and find out something new. Ain't that some strange shit? Then it'd be like, damn, I told you a lie, but guess what I learned? I learned the truth. No, I would say ironic, but ironic is not what you think it is. All right, 646-478-0944, man. We got the mighty Al Porter Jr. on the line. It's your boy E-Max, man. We always have fun. You know, I was going to go and sit over Cheese House and do the show, but I'm pretty sure by now we've been over-talking everybody. So. It's all right.
Oh, yeah.
It's cold. It's cold outside.
Yeah,
nobody want to be traveling on goddamn where right now.
Nope.
Fuck that. I posted that shit on my Facebook page. Like, I've been here all my life, man. And I can't deal with this cold. It's too cold for me. It ain't too cold to what? Fill it in at your convenience. It ain't too cold to sit back and watch TV. I listen to some hood talk radio. You know what I'm saying? I have so much fun doing this show. Even when I'm the one, you know what I'm saying, mainly doing all the talking, man. And I know you have fun, Al, because I listen to your show, too. Most of the time I listen to it online when I'm charging my phones and shit, but I listen to your show. I do. And I laugh. I just be cracking up. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's, you know, especially when mama, she get on the phone. But what, when is you going to talk about this? She lets you know. I want to give y'all an update on the Elder Speak show. Esquire, Mr. John Chandler, he's doing better. You know what I'm saying? He had got a little under the weather for a minute. And so we had to respect it and, you know, basically just let what we have be. In the future, you know what I'm saying, if he decides he wants to get back into his mainstream thing, then we'll be back with the Elder Speak Show. Until further notice, you know, we're going to have some more fun. Now, I was currently planning, and I'm actually planning to do this. I want to set up another set of shows. Maybe a new number. We're going to keep the same set here, but we're going to have something different where if it's just anything you want to hear, you know what I'm saying, it's not necessarily local music. It could be some shit you heard on the radio, classic rock or some jazz, some gospel, you know, some spoken words, some poetry. We don't know. But got a little hybrid thing that I'm getting ready to start doing. We're going to start it out for an hour, depending on the like of it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to set up a new page, Facebook, and all of that shit. So, man, hopefully everybody will like and participate in it. Now, I'm not putting up too much information because I ain't talked to the other president of the club right now. So, once we sit down and work out some details, it may be a merger or it just may be, you know, two strong heads and two like minds with another endeavor. All right. So y'all just stay posted and keep in touch with everything. We're going to get all the information and shit worked out. As far as I'm concerned, man, I really want to do something Saturday. I'm not saying that I want to have a party, but if we have a party, it's BYOB.
Oh.
BYOC. Whoa. I mean, bring your own chicken.
Hey.
Bring your own drink, whatever, water, Kool-Aid, toilet paper, napkins and shit, you know. Don't bring no pisses or nothing. We got plenty of music.
Right. Yes,
we
indeed.
Might even have a couple performances. And, you know, so we might just, I call it the nook. Let's just get together for the birthday nook. All
right.
Everybody sit back, have a good time, and talk and mingle. You know what I'm saying? Introduce each other, and let's have fun. You know what I'm saying? It's cold outside. Create some warmth. Maybe we can park. So I'm going to get in touch with Ernest tonight before, before it gets too late.
Got you.
And then that way, we'll know how to proceed with Saturday. Because I'll be there Friday for sure.
Okay.
I'll be there Friday for sure, man, because it's time. I'm bored now. I got to get something to do. And we ready to have some fun. Might be a little different this year, I hope. They might expand. So, yeah, I'll be there, though. Now, let's welcome this New Year's in grandiose style. So, y'all be cool. Come on down, party with us. Now, it's cold outside, and I know a lot of people walking around. I saw an idiot walking to the store with some tennis shoes and a T-shirt on, but he had his hands in his pockets. So, you know, at least he tried. But it's fucking super cold. And I would advise anyone and everyone, if you don't take vitamins, start taking vitamins. You ain't got to do all that flu shot shit. And they making it seem like you won't live without a flu shot. You know, a lot of people died from the flu this month. They mentioned that some of those people were critically ill from other illnesses. And pneumonia and things of that nature can set up and it's over. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. No disrespect or anything, but you gotta remember, if I said, man, my foot hurt, you're supposed to say, damn, what happened? Not. Oh.
Oh, they're repeating Gallivant next.
You know, so, because if you don't ask a question, you won't know. If a motherfucker said his head hurt, you would come up in your mind and say, maybe you need to eat something. You know what I'm saying? So they tell your ass that the flu. See, we was worried about the Ebola virus a couple months ago.
Right.
All right? Now they talking about the flu. Now, one thing different about the Ebola, we don't get that every year.
That's true.
We get that flu virus every year, don't we? I take vitamins. I might have a sniffle here and there. I don't really catch colds and shit. My throat gets dry when I don't drink enough water. But, no. I wash my hands. I buy sanitary soap and all of that, hand sanitizer and shit. But let me tell you something about hand sanitizer. I don't know everything, but some shit I do. Especially antibacterial hand sanitizer sometimes kills the bacteria that we need, that our bodies naturally develop to fight off harmful bacteria. And by using antibacterial soaps and hand washes and creams and shit, you're basically killing all the bacteria. All right? Natural and other. All right? It's good to keep your hands clean. Good to have some hand sanitizer on handy, but try not to get antibacterial. Because it's setting you up. You know? Just like back in the day when the cowboys used to cut themselves, they'd just go get some salve.
Yeah.
Some Vaseline. Wash the wound off with some cold water and just whoop, pop it right up in there. Wrap that boy up and be on to fight another day. Now, yeah, they got to carry your ass away in the goddamn gurney. Pumping you up with all kind of shit before they stitch you up. Put that chip in your ass, send you home. Don't nobody know about that shit, though. What we gonna do is take a few seconds, and we're gonna take a few minutes, man. Play this song, and I send this song out to everyone that lost somebody last year. All the people that's still losing people, man. You know, I've heard about a family that lost two sons and a daughter, you know, within the last 6 months. And I just want to take a minute to reflect back on 2014. And for everybody that lost somebody, I just want to play this song to you. I'll be back in a minute.
Bubba loves this song.
Y'all turn.
I love you, Jesus.
Well, all right. That's a very, very powerful song. Monica P. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. The Love You song. I actually listened to that song once. I was sitting down in the studio listening to some... actually, I was listening to The Lost Book of Pinky. A lot of people ain't into that shit, man. But I'm into the extraterrestrial thing big time. So we don't pay enough attention to what's really going on, in my opinion. See, I can and cannot like it. It's really no matter to me, man. It's about what I'm feeling. But it's all about learning some shit that we don't learn every day. You know what I'm saying? I think I haven't been to school in a while, but I kind of got a grasp on my ABCs and my 1-2-3s. But it's a lot of shit that they skipped over, omitted, purposely. They try to blame it on us for not wanting to learn it. But they, you know, program it, and we're supposed to respond to it. And when we can't respond to their programming, then we get labeled. And, you know, take a few dollars away from our community. Because it's not working, like they say. Well, we just got to keep on fighting. We can't let them take everything, let them have some of it. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? They do it. It's called smokescreen. You know what I mean? Let's smokescreen their ass. Let's act like we ain't learning shit. Build our own civilization.
Right.
They'll be mad at us then. Oh my gosh. They fooled us. They sent their children to colleges that they built. We didn't know. So let's get bold, y'all. Do some shit we never did before. Okay. Now, I personally don't think it's too late to start your own business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get all of these propaganda artists out there, oh, it's too late. And, you know, no disrespect to Dr. Claude Anderson, because he one of them. He the first one to tell you, you know, everybody out there that plan on starting their own business, go ahead. Just give me the money. I need it. But I really don't believe that it's, you know, gone down the tubes that far. They're building too much shit. You know what I mean? You got commercials everywhere. Everybody's selling something. So why can't I? You know what I mean? I ain't gonna let them tell me that I can't make no money. They making money. You know what I'm saying? So if I got an idea, they still got those damn commercials on TV. Do you have an idea? Call us. We can patent it or help you invent it right away. So take that. Put a spin on it. Do you have a creep? Call us. Let us help you promote that. You know, it's a lot of things that can be done, man, with the right promotion. A lot of people just scared. You know, they don't want to get their hands dirty, so to speak. Man, you got to get dirty out here nowadays. You ain't going nowhere. No, I've been talking to a lot of young guys, and they got their little PayPal account set up, and, you know, they selling their music online and everything. And I say, well, when it comes to your fan base, do you ever offer them a chance to see you live? The answer is always no. It's always no. And that's so damn disappointing, man. I hate to say it. But it is. You know, you're like, damn, man, you'll never get to see this artist no more. Like Michael Jackson. Take Michael Jackson. We ain't going to see Michael Jackson no more.
Nope.
And yet, it's a lot of people that want to see Michael Jackson. Ain't gonna ever see Michael Jackson. So they accept watching the videos and buying his music. Which is cool. if you want to keep making the record company rich. Michael Jackson ain't getting none of it. Sorry to be so insensitive. Just a little bit of the truth. Some people can't handle it. Michael Jackson ain't getting no more money, y'all.
Right.
So, you got to find somebody else to adore.
I'm glad you said that. You know, not to bring it back, but I'm glad you made that point, because when I was doing certain things, I tell people from 1998 to 2004, when I first started, I was very selfish with
right.
how I did things. But coming back to record 2010 and do other things, I know there's more people asking, I want to see you perform, I want to see this, that, and other. So now I go hard promoting the live performances online for others who may not see me, so people can take a look, as well as see the videos and or
yep.
live performances. And I've stayed away from, if you notice, Reverb and SoundCloud. I mean, others have put certain things down for me, but it's kind of like, you know something? I'll give them the video so
right.
they can have some idea of what they're seeing, and give them a regular performance if they want to see that. That's cool with me, and that's why it was so important on Concord that they saw you. You know, they've been hearing about it, but it was like a blessing, and I was very thankful to be able to film it on the day that you were able to make it in and be a part of that video.
Man, I tell you, a fun thing to do. I was a little nervous, but I made it. I don't get too many opportunities to be in the video, so.
Right.
You know, I have this thing, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Don't let me know you're taping me, though.
Right. Because they'd have been very upset that here you are, quote unquote, and that's another subject for another time. But here you are outshining me. And I'm paying you, and you're outshining me.
Okay.
There's something wrong with that. That's how I ended up in trouble with the brothers in control. It's like, wait a minute. I'm paying you, and you're always out there, out front, leading
yep.
in this, that, and other. Wait a minute. How does that work?
That's why, you know what? I try to stay in the background, man. Sometimes I want to get up and make videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even over at the OPN spot, man, sometimes I want to get in and judge the cypher so bad.
Mm-hmm.
People already be like, why you don't ever judge the cypher, E-Max? You don't want me to judge.
No.
So I'm going to tell your ass something. And you might not like to hear.
There you go.
So I haven't learned how to bite my tongue, you know, that hard yet. So, I mean, I'm not worried about nobody doing nothing to me. That's not true. I believe in telling people the truth, constructively. You ain't always got to be mean when you're telling people about yourself. Be crappy. That's better.
Right.
You know, sometimes we got to rehearse, and we do it a lot. You know, we rehearse how we're going to say what we're getting ready to say to somebody as soon as we see they ass. Then when we see him, what do we do? Hey, what's up, man? I ain't doing shit, man. What's up with you? Don't even go down like that.
Man, that's Thursday. Go ahead.
No, most of the time, it don't go down like that because you yourself know. You just came up with a crock of bullshit.
Right.
Like, I can't say that shit. That's some bullshit.
Man, there's a Thursday program I do that will remain nameless for right now, but I'll say that as a Thursday program.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing I like is like the Monday program. The Monday program is like your hood tunes, and on Fridays and Saturdays, you pick the
right.
hits.
Right.
Because you have your round table, you all sit there and decide, okay, this is the best representation of this artist. Okay, cool.
Right.
Now, I'm involved where the artist sometimes would bring, say, okay, I'm bringing 3 or 4 songs. Every time they've warned me what they were bringing, and
mm-hmm.
I listened and said, oh, hell no. I picked the songs for you because you have not had, quote-unquote, honest listening session on which ones are your best songs,
right?
What might be better, what might be this, that, and other. So they'll show up and say, I bought songs, and it's like, well, we're playing this single, and this single. Well, what about this single, and this single? No, we're playing this single, and this single, because it's industry standard. You know, if it's
right.
industry standard, that's a different thing.
And you know, that's look, sometimes I want to ask these motherfuckers, where the hell did you record this song?
Right.
Because they don't put enough, you know, a lot of people just, you know, they hear a beat and they assume that it sounds good because they play it real loud in the studio. You know, they play it real loud in the studio. So, you know, you really don't know what your song is sounding like until you get away from the studio. Now people don't know that shit. But that's what we're here for. We're here
mm-hmm.
to try to tell you something, try to teach you a few things, open
mm-hmm.
your brain waves up that you might receive something as pertinent. You know what I'm saying? And it just might, you know, make you want to investigate some things and say, what is this all about? You know what I'm saying? Because we need to uplift each other. We need to know what we up against and who we dealing with. And we dealing with our enemies. Always study enemies. Do you think when Mike Tyson got in the ring with Buster Douglas, do you think that he didn't know he was going to get his ass whipped? He knew. But he, in order to get that paycheck, he had to show up for the fight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the motherfuckers in the ring knew that he knew that shit already. That's why he showed up. But he just wanted that money. When he thought he was going to win, he started fighting back. But when he realized that Buster Douglas was about two shades too sober for him, yeah, he's gone down. So, y'all keep your head up out there. Keep your mind focused on something positive, and don't be afraid to start your own business. I guarantee you'll succeed. Even if you got to keep working at Wendy's for a little while longer, that's okay. Because the end result will be you owning your own business, doing something positive to bring something the community instead of destruction. You know what I'm saying? You don't understand what everybody on TV crying about when they say, don't tear up your own shit. It's true. When you tear up your own community, calling
yes.
yourself protesting, you're punishing yourself.
Right.
You got to think. You got to use tactic. Took tactic to get us where we are. Gonna take tactic to get us out of. You know what I'm saying? Blowing up shit, that's their weapon. That's all they know. And since we know that that's all they know, and if you say, no, I'm not gonna take this shit anymore, they're gonna come at you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said, I'm not gonna take this shit anymore. Listen. We got a couple minutes. We got 8 minutes. I'm just going to touch on something right quick. Maybe, hopefully, spark a little interest. The country of Iceland, I had touched on it earlier, has suffered since 2008. Okay? 7 years of a financial collapse. Not just crisis like they say we have. They shit collapsed. They tore that country up. They beat no pots and pans and making noise in front of the
world.
Politicians doing things of that nature, man. They are not, they letting them know we're not taking that shit because they bailing out the bank. Then the banks is turning around and foreclosing on the homes. What kind of shit is that? So the people fighting back, they're not accepting that shit. And I'm glad because we need to do the same thing. We need to be some pot fans jumping all over this motherfucker. We can make a lot of noise, people. And we can do it without killing ourselves. And I guarantee you. Pots and pans will do it. You should try it. Just start marching everywhere with a... Don't even say nothing. Just pots and pans. Bang! Bang! Motherfuckers will come to see what the hell is going on. And then they'll listen. They
yes,
might
indeed.
Hit you with a ticket with for some noise. But that's better than getting shot. You know what I mean? It's better than
mm-hmm.
basically getting laid down because you got something you want to say to these stanky motherfuckers. So, like kids, since they treat us like we children and we need their governance, then we're going to act like it. We're going to walk up and down the street beating on pots and pans until somebody comes to hear what the fuck we got to say. I'm serious if y'all want to try that shit. I'm anxious. Because if it worked in Russia, if it worked in the Ukraine, and if it worked in Iceland, it'll work. It will. I swear it will. It's your boy, Max, man. I love this shit. But I want to send a shout out to Miss Contagious of Board and Wrestlers Radio.
Yeah.
We are waiting. And I want to send a shout out to everybody that live in Elyria, Corrupt All Around. Oh, yeah, speaking of Corrupt All Around, you know they doing their live Saturdays, Al.
Mm.
Videotaping and this and that, and they're putting everything all over the internet. So we might want to take a trip soon. I already talked to his manager and his scheduler. So, you know, basically I didn't touch bases with him and, you know, they anxious for us to come on down.
Mm.
So, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we can reach out to them and see what we can come up with and surprise everybody with a trip down to Atlanta and get a video in the process.
Cool.
All right. So just
I'm
let
cool
that,
that.
Crush your brain and see how you feel about that, man. And, I'm going to hit the Facebook page up tonight. And if they on, I'm going to send a message and, you know, see what him and Richie up to.
Cool.
So, you know, it's cold as fuck right now. So I wouldn't say. I want to go out there and have some fun. Not in the cold.
There it is.
Playing something, though.
Oh, yeah.
We just grown together, man. Make that shit real. But we got 3 minutes left.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Al, for hanging out with me tonight, man. I was going to call a few people, but, you know, I'd rather say what I had to say.
There
I
we go.
Call out
mm-hmm.
a few people, but it wouldn't be worth it because they ain't doing nothing. I want to send shout-outs to Joe Legacy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
we
indeed.
Always have some powerful conversations, man. I appreciate them. Because he called me like a little brother and be asking me questions, and I feel compelled to give him the best answer that I can. So, you know, shouts out to Joe Legacy. And as always, we love y'all out there, so please take care of yourself. Don't forget to take your vitamins, all right? If you miss the lover, especially, take your vitamins. We don't need you spreading your germs all over our daughter. So, young people, please read. All right? I was watching Family Feud the other night. You know, Steve Harvey is the host. and he asked this, top 100 men were interviewed. What is it that their mother-in-law complains the most about you not having? So they went through better job, more money. And one brother in particular, who was on his way to Morehouse College with his big-ass bow tie on, and it came to him. They had two strikes. You know, this dummy said, a life. I said, God damn, our country is going to shit. These new politicians that's coming and going and counting, they're going to tear us up, Al, man. We're going to be fucked up. We might have to come back out the closet in our 80s, man.
Yeah.
I'm damn so for certain. We're going to have to come straighten some shit out. We'll do it, though. It's all right. It's all right. But we love y'all out there, man, and we thank y'all for joining us tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank personally Al Porter Jr. kicking it, you know what I'm saying, hanging out. We have fun on the show, you know what I'm saying? Even when we telling you the truth about some shit, we have fun. That's what makes it interesting. You know?
Of course.
If you don't have fun with what you do, what is it worth? All right? For E-Max.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? We got A-P-J right there on the line. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all take it easy. It's your boy. And we out of here. Peace.
Peace.